You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Residents of Venice, Illinois have no local grocery store. Many have to take a bus to another community to stock their pantries, but that is about to change. The community is building a new municipally owned grocery store thanks to a $2.4 million grant from the state of Illinois. I had a chance to find out more from Venice Mayor Philip White Jr.
There is a severe need for a grocery store. The closest grocery store we have is in Granite City, Illinois, and it's probably about 6 miles up the road, 5 or 6 miles up the road. And I can remember me growing up here as a kid in Venice, we had a grocery store. So there's definitely a need for a grocery store in our area, and we're considered to be a food desert.
What would it mean for the community to have something right there?
You know, it would be so important because I know a lot of people don't have transportation, even though there is public transportation, but to have something locally where you can just go up the store, hey, if you need to get some seasoning real quick, just run up the street to get it, pick it up. I think, you know, that's important for a lot of residents, you know, because, you know, having to go to Granite City to get groceries, you know, it kind of takes away from what you're doing. And it just brings a feel of neighborhood, I think, you know, knowing that you have your own local grocery store. So I think, you know, I know the citizens are very excited about it. They're really looking forward to it. And I think we should be able to sustain and support the new grocery store.
How did Venice get this award?
Good question. So we, years ago, when the governor first ran for his office, you know, he came through Venice on his campaign trail and kind of seen the area, how impoverished it was. He kind of, you know, scoped out that, hey, this area needs some help with different things. And that's kind of how we got on the map of needing, you know, a transformation of our neighborhood. I mean, Venice was once a thriving area, and that's kind of how it started. So we kind of were on the radar with the governor, and when they were looking around the county, around the state, on those impoverished areas that would need some funding, you know, he did not forget about Venice down in this area.
So is this new construction or a renovation of an existing building there?
Brand new construction. Yes, ma'am.
So how long will it take, you know, to get that process through and actually have a building completed for this?
So they're anticipating breaking ground in October, and they're thinking probably about, I'm estimating, they didn't want to give a concrete time because, you know, you never know what's going to happen with some roadblocks, but I'm figuring maybe a couple of months it should be completed. But like I said, I know October is the wish date, I'll say.
Now, this is municipally owned. How will it operate?
So we have an investor who would operate. He would be setting up the team to run the store, getting the distributors. And part of the grant is that we own the land and we own the actual building. But what would happen, the individual who's running the store and then actually investing some more money into the store, you know, he would sign a lease with us that way, because I think you see sometimes grocery stores, they come in, if they don't make the profit, they up and leave. But he would be committed to us for many years in order to run the store, so we won't be left high and dry.
Will there be any other subsidies? Because I know sometimes when we look at small grocery stores and communities, sometimes they can't compete with the prices that some of the big chains can offer.
When you say stuff, so that $2.4 million, that's going towards, you know, toward the building and the construction, but there is some private money that is being invested also. And like I said, they're reaching out to, they're meeting with manufacturers and distributors, looking at costs that can be, you know, where the prices can be comparable to some of the bigger grocery stores. So that's kind of the scope on how they want to do this grocery store, so it doesn't be where it isn't too high price for the residents. So it will be real competitive with prices. So, you know, people will be able to afford their groceries, even though groceries are high everywhere, but they will be able to afford what's being placed in the store.
Mayor, I'm curious if you think this will spur other businesses once this is in place.
Well, I can tell you this. It already has, because we are in a big redevelopment phase. We're getting ready to start. We actually have completed the demolition of cleaning out the areas for 40 new homes. And that they're figuring at breaking ground probably in a couple of months on that, because they cleared some of the houses and the parcels of land where they're going to develop their homes. They're going to bring in like a strip mall. They're going to bring in like a pizza world. So those are some of the things that's on the table down the line, bringing in an urgent care facility. So there's a lot of things on the table for Venice, and Venice would probably be the model of a transformation of an inner city. So there's a lot of things on the table in this exciting time around here in Venice, Illinois.
Have you seen in other urban areas where this kind of model has worked, bringing in a municipally owned building for a grocery store?
That's a good question. I personally cannot pinpoint where I have seen that be successful, but I have seen where some of these groceries that are privately owned come in and once they get their profit, they leave. I've seen that over in St. Louis before, you know, just on the news and riding around in that area. But I think this model would be successful so we don't run into that problem. But, you know, to specifically answer your question, I can't say that I've actually seen. Do I think it will work? Yes, I do.
That's Venice, Illinois Mayor Philip White Jr. joining us this morning here on KMOX. Coming